This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 45 for Friday, September 1st. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. After two consecutive negative sessions, the ICE Futures canola market is making gains on Friday morning, lifted by comparable oils. Markets in both Canada and the United States will be closed on Monday for the Labor Day holiday. Chicago soy and European rapeseed are both higher, while Malaysian palm oil is also up after returning from a holiday on Thursday. Crude oil is also in positive territory after Russia implied it will cut exports and China implemented more stimulus into its economy. The Canadian dollar is down more than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. Statistics Canada announced earlier today that the economy shrank by an annualized rate of 0.2% in the second quarter. Temperatures in the high 20 degrees Celsius were forecast for Manitoba and Saskatchewan, while thunderstorms were expected for parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan later today. The November canola contract is up $7.20 per ton at $815.90. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat are all in positive territory. The U.S. Drought Monitor reported that as of August 29th, 45% of the country's corn production areas were under drought conditions, up 2 percentage points from the previous week. Temperatures in the U.S. Midwest were 3 to 6 degrees Celsius above normal during the week, with record highs recorded in Chicago, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, and Des Moines, Iowa. The cost of shipping grain from the U.S. Midwest have increased sharply due to lower water levels on the Mississippi River. Barge spot rates in St. Louis surged 49% from the previous week and 42% from 1 year earlier. South Korea is tendering for up to 69,000 tons of corn from optional origin. The December corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.82. The U.S. Drought Monitor reported that 40% of U.S. soybean production areas were under drought as of August 29th, 2 points more than the previous week. The trade is estimating June soy oil use to be 1.207 billion pounds, up 6% from May, and 8.81 billion for marketing year-to-date use, up 17% from last year. The November soybean contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.72. The United Nations sent Russia a list of proposals to restart the Black Sea Grain Initiative ahead of a meeting between Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday. A Russian diplomat, however, said that those proposals were rejected. The Argentine wheat crop was rated 19% good to excellent by the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. Ongoing dryness in Argentina, Australia, and India are raising concerns over wheat production in those countries. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.10. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.45. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.75. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, September 1st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.